It means a lot because we've got companies, major companies like Walmart and McDonald's and Wendy's and others, trying to figure out how they want to market to the consumer because the consumer is asking them to be sustainable. And what is sustainability? So there is a group of concerned entities from producers to retailers and everything in between to come up with a definition of what everybody's going to agree upon, what is sustainable. The definition of it. And so that process has been going on for almost 3 years, and later this year, this late spring or summer, we'll have a public vetting of what proposals are going to be for definitions of that as it pertains to the producer, all the way back to guys like me on the ranch. And so I think when we have that discussion later this year, producers are going to be pleasantly surprised of what Walmart and McDonald's and the others are going to probably agree to use for marketing. So stand by for that. Pay attention to it when it comes out. But I think we'll be pleasantly surprised.
McKester says sustainability is just one of the many issues they continue to work on. Of course, the Farm Bill is a topic of daily discussions with the NCBA staff in Washington, D.C.
So we have a bright, energetic, dedicated staff in Washington, D.C. on Pennsylvania Avenue, just blocks from the White House and the Capitol, advocating for us each and every day. In doing that, they're advocating for a strong conservation title in the Farm Bill, which includes important programs like EQIP, which a lot of us use in the ranching business, a strong research title to have more research dollars, because I think we're woefully behind decades in research projects for the cattle industry. So we've got some Farm Bill requests for foreign market access programs and development that we want to keep intact or even increase, in addition to the FMD, foot and mouth disease vaccine bank requests that we have. So we're working really hard, and we have been for several months, and I think we've got, for example, Chairman Mike Conway of the House Ag Committee. He has listened to us and actually put some of our things on his priority list.